Shalom, chaverim yekarim.
Hello, dear friends. Our topic today is a very important one for the group's spiritual development. The topic is regarding the function of the ten, the work of the Shatzin Gabbai in the ten. As we heard, Baal Salam, all this happened because he did not heed my advice to increase love of friends. How I explain it to you in 70 languages, there's nothing else. And depart from all your imaginary dealings and work only in that. And if not, you will attain it you'll attain your mind after your years. So what's important here, Rav is giving us advices on how to build the ten, how to work on our spiritual development. Who is the Gabbai? How should the ten be organized? What should we work in? What should we do during the day in order to advance spiritually? And for us to form connection with the Creator every day. Who is the Shatz, which is the entire ten together, aimed at the Creator, when they're asking for the whole world, for the Creator to be revealed. And without this work, we're treading water, and Rav will continue to spoon-feed us from the bottle. But those who do it, they grow up, we see them. There's an example in the ten for how you need to work in it. And there are tens that keep it, and we want to dedicate this social hour to seeing how much we can take from that. That without it, we will not advance. We don't need to delude ourselves that we will advance in spirituality. We will advance only if we realize Rav's advice. Only if we work in the tens. And this is what Kabbalists are telling us. If you want work, don't come complaining. It's not going to happen. And our life that was given to us is only for that and not for those imaginary dealings. And the friends will continue.
We also, can you hear me? We're also asking all the groups in the world to take part in this important discussion. We're going to have time in the end of this discussion to hear your impressions from all over the world. We're also asking the secretary or any friend you choose in your tent to write down or to remember the main points, maybe even questions you have from these workshops. And in the future, we're going to want to have a lesson with Rav and to develop this subject more and more. So as we said, we'd like to talk about the greatness and the validity of this duty, the Shatz and the Gabbai. So we're going to read Rav's word about it, and we're going to base ourselves on this. Eyal, please read the first quote.
So Rav is telling us, try to realize what we learn in the tens. Everyone cancels himself. Everyone is incorporated in the others. Everyone draws as much help as possible from the Creator for the others, and as a servant, serving the others. And thus, we work. So that each one is a Gabbai, each one is shut, and so on. I hope you are realizing this. This is from the morning lesson, April 6, 2019. Let's start with a workshop question. So, in each ten, please discuss and share impressions from serving as a Gabbai and as a Shatz. Each ten discusses impressions in the ten from serving as Gabbai and as Shatz.
לחלוק התפעלויות של של צ'אץ וגבי?
כן,
בסדר. הנה, בבקשה, מהמימוש. נו?
אני גבי השבוע, כמו
ש... So, I'm the gabai this week, as you know.
התרשמות שלי...
My impression? In general, from this... period of time is when you have such a duty, so by definition it makes you more committed. On the other hand, when I'm not in this, I don't have this duty, I don't feel committed, so much committed. I do what I have to do with the 10, but it's not the same responsibility. And also when you have this duty, by definition, then you have a feeling that you're not doing enough, and it's always this way. You feel it, it's hovering above you. It's a sign that you can increase a lot, and certainly when you're on duty, and certainly when you're not on duty.
I'll say the same thing. When you're you have a role, you feel super responsible. You're constantly working with that, with the friends, how to awaken their hearts. On the other hand, to do this inner work and pray for them. And when you're not in a role, it depends on the general spirit. If there is a spirit, then you're going with it and you're adding from yourself. And if there isn't, and then it's sometimes comfortable to crawl into this little tunnel and just dwell in it until they pull you out.
I think that this is the point of this whole exercise of the shots and the gabai, to feel the gap between being on duty and not on duty, and to feel when you're not on duty how far you are than the place you're supposed to be. Because shots and gabai, it's not a 1 week duty, it's forever. And the fact we're having a round of duties, it's only for us to feel that this is the way we should be all the time.
Well, with respect to the gabai, the role is pretty clear. Let's put it this way. I think we maybe 60-70% cracked it and are able to work with it, and we see the fruits of that. But the role of the shots for me is still a mystery. It's not clear what is this role and how to do it in an optimal way. Because with respect to external actions and how to ignite things and how to bestow the 10, the role of the gabai does its thing. The shots is somehow in the shadows. It's not clear about its impact and what it's putting in practice into the 10. Other than the prayer, which is a silent thing, nobody sees it. But how? What is the... Let's put it this way. What is the external expression that each one from the 10 can be impressed by and receive from the shots? That's not clear at all. I think it's a challenge to discover it.
Friends, if you have questions during the... We're not going to stop the workshop for that, but if you have questions and you don't know how the shots should act or what's the right role and how the 10 should be impressed of the shots, you can ask, write down all these questions. Later we're going to ask Rav these questions. If it's not clear, it's very important for us to be, for it to become clear for all of us. Please continue.
I agree with what the friend said, so I'm not going to repeat it, but I can add the experience the 10 demands of you. That's what makes it more powerful. There's an expectation from you to realize something. And also, my experience from the friends who were gabai, I got a lot of impression from them in a way that I didn't get from them before. I saw suddenly the strength, the potential they have, and how can they awaken the entire 10, which is something that's got really engraved in me. It's something that exists in each one of us, even before you have this title.
Yura said that the role of the shatz is not clear and he doesn't know how to make impressions. And then he said, only as if, by the way, only in prayer. But only in prayer is the main thing. There's nothing else. And I feel that I have a kind of, I don't know how to call it, a kind of an attraction, kind of relation to this role of the shatz, but less to the role of the gabai, who usually pulls you to do actions that actually only make me angry. That's why I'm impressed with it. Just noise in my ears, and then. But I guess these two roles have to come together. It's internality and externality. The externality has to awaken the internality, but the main thing is the internality in the prayer.
From the morning lesson, December 20th, 2017. Until you come to a real outcry from everyone as one, nothing will happen. A true prayer is that we are all together, that there is a pillar of prayer, which is called shatz, a public messenger, that you build from yourself, that you should agree that you all want together, and that you really develop this desire. Again, until you come to a real outcry from everyone as one, nothing will happen. The true prayer is that we are all one, that there is a pillar of prayer, which is called shatz, a public messenger, that you build from yourself. You should agree what you all want together. We want to continue scrutinize together the advices from Rav, so take another step towards realization. So again, we're asking you to collect your questions and your impressions, and we want to discuss it in the assembly. So with respect to the role of the shatz, the gabai is responsible for the organization of the 10, the physical organization, and the shatz is responsible for the spiritual organization of the society. The gabai organizes all the material things to prepare and support the spiritual progress, and the shatz collects everyone's deficiencies, organizes them, and directs them toward connection with the Creator. These, in fact, are the two roles that need to be in the 10. Next point. The shatz needs to awaken the 10 a few times a day to read a short sentence, perhaps from Psalms, perhaps from Rabash, or from Ba'al Sulam, short things that are suitable for us, that awaken us to concentrate, to be together, and in one desire toward the Creator. Israel, Oaita, Creator, is what we need. And by this verse, we will be aimed properly. Number 3. The shatz is toward the Creator. He scrutinizes, corrects everything, takes the thoughts, intentions, and desires, and arranges them and connects them. That is to say, he directs the public in one direction. This is already a public emissary.
We see that in the past, in the time that we've been through, it's a period of desire, strong desire. And the question is, how can we keep the contact besides the Zoom meetings we have during the day? How to work between the Zoom meetings? And the way we hear it from the advice by Rav, it sounds that the shatz has a very substantial role. So important. So let's pay attention to it. Because one of the things which is more complicated for us in the tens is to understand this role of the shatz. How does it work? This also, we've heard it in the focus group. Happens every time we talk about these roles. Maybe we should read some more.
Both the gabai and the shatz should report at the end of the day, to report to the society what is happening, what they did, not in such a general way, but rather a brief report. The shatz is concerned with the spiritual unity of the ten, making sure that they always have spiritual awakening. He prays for everyone. He is responsible for collecting all the deficiencies into one central deficiency, and that all of us will be at the center, and that we will all pray. The shatz is like a shepherd's dog who gathers the flock together. for 1 week, 7 days, the Shatz has to bring the group to Gmar Tikkun. The Creator created the world in 7 days. So let's have a workshop now. How did we realize the role of the Shatz in the Ten? And how, from this point onward, what can we add in light of the things we heard? So again, how did we realize to this day the role of the Shatz in the Ten? And what can we add from this point onwards?
If the role of the Shatz is to be the shepherd's dog who collects all the sheep, then this makes these things much more practical. Being a constant prayer for the friends, a constant thought, how the friends are all in a spiritual awakening that doesn't come through the corporeal actions, rather try to awaken the friend's heart from the inside. This relief forces you to have this thought and inner demand towards the friends. I have to say that regarding this, as opposed to Ronnie, for me this is more difficult. What else did we have to say? That's it?
Okay, so how do we continue it from here? First of all, it's a very good discussion. It's very good that the society is dealing with that, because on that depends our progress. And the more we arrange the Ten correctly. And the Shatz, I think, has to collect deficiencies of the Ten and raise them as man. Similarly, the society needs at that moment to think about the Shatz and support him and see him as Shatz. And if we'll have this mutual work between the Ten and the Shatz in both directions, it will contribute a lot. You have to give a great deal of importance for the friend who became a Shatz. It's not something random, it's directed from above. That's how we need to relate to it.
Okay, I don't know. This week I was the Shatz. Sadly, I didn't feel I actually did my job. Except for a few external actions, I was sending awakening excerpts, etc. Maybe I was also thinking about the friends, how we can reach the mutual prayer. I don't know. To me, it seems that it's a drop in the ocean. I didn't do anything. I don't know what to do as a Shatz. The truth is, I have no idea.
First of all, there's a group of Shatz and Gabbais. Yeah, we receive certain instructions. I want to say about the Shatz, because we read about it. Shatz is the public messenger, the one who raises the prayer of the Ten. When we have an agreement of what we want, seemingly the Shatz raises that request. It's also a result of the Ten. Meaning if it's clear for the Ten what is its deficiency, they decided, things are decided, then the Shatz will work. Well, both internally and, you know, he will know how to work. You can't have a Shatz without a Ten. If there's a Ten, the Shatz can do his job.
I'd also like to add that part of the role of the Shatz is done by the Gabbai, so it's very difficult to have a distinction. I don't know, I'm completely confused here.
I think that the Shatz, similarly in the Ten, has to turn the entire Ten into a Shatz, because you see that it's not like there's an individual in the Ten that raises a man or a spiritual action. It's really the Ten is a single unit, can be a Shatz. So that's one thing I was thinking about. With respect to the groups you mentioned, I was in the group of Gabbaim, and other than a few reminders about World Zooms, nothing else is happening there, and it's a shame. I put one excerpt, someone put one heart, and that was it.
I really agree with what Roni says, that ultimately we have to generate an atmosphere of support for each other, especially in these roles. It has to start in the 10. The role of a shatz is meaningless. What is the emissary of the public if the public isn't there? It's meaningless. The work, I'm starting to understand now, that the work of the Gabai is to awaken through all kinds of actions, to awaken the life in the tent. The work of the Shatz is to collect this whole life and to work with it. But if the tent in between is not, on one hand, cooperating with actions of the Gabai and having some thought that ultimately you have to awaken the general man, the shatz shouldn't relate to the corporeal actions. Rather, if a friend has some yearning, you write something in the WhatsApp or something, you shouldn't take the text. You take the yearning, the effort, and ask for it. And maybe that's through this discussion we can better define. That's why we have to have cooperation between the gabai and the shatz. And especially, it has to be the work of the ten. That's the most decisive point here.
Dear friends, the topic of the shatz is a hot topic. We're going to continue to scrutinize it. It's important to say that this gift that we got from the Creator through the Rav, the roles of the shatz and gabai, are inside the yearning, the deficiency of our society to realize the spiritual package we are getting each morning lesson. This is the role, the purpose of these roles. So we're going to go to the role of the Gabai and read from the words of Rav. The Gabai is responsible for the organization of the ten, the physical organization, organizing all the physical things to be ready and support the spiritual advancement.
Next excerpt. Make the place, organize everything. That's why all the things that are prior to the right intention, which is the messenger of the public, relates to the Gabai.
The Gabai has to organize the group's meetings, 3 meetings on Zoom. He has to take care of it, that it will not be random, but there should be someone responsible for doing it.
Both the Gabai and the Shatz have to report in the end of the day. Give the society a report. What's going on? What did they do? Not in a general way. It has to be a short report.
The Gabai takes care of the corporal connection of the ten for them to come to the lesson, everything physical.
The Gabai is the force that promotes you. It forces you to invest, otherwise we won't have the desire.
The Gabai is responsible for each and every one, for the well-being of each and every one, as well as the well-being of the group.
Actually, we see that the role of the Gabai is very, very important, very substantial. I was the Gabai in my tent this week, and it's like a marathon run. Sal was there a week before me. He told me it's a real marathon run, and that's a feeling. You feel that you're preparing the next thing all the time. It's a real gift. So, a question for a workshop. How did we actually do it in the 10, this role of the Gabai? What can we add from now on? It's the same question we asked about the shots. So we would like to scrutinize the role of the Gabai.
I think
that in our 10, we give a great example. We awaken envy in other Gabais. And I personally look with great reverence at everything you receive from the Gabbai, even though he contradicts the intellect and it seems illogical. But this is the Creator speaking to you through the Gabbai, and we have to take his words like that. This is an opportunity for group action. And if the Gabbai wants to, in a certain way, to connect the group, that's the Creator who wants it. So we'll unite around that, and certainly we'll be rewarded with more and more fights towards the quality of bestowal.
Actually, for us, the work of the Gabbai was very well felt, and respected that. I'm pretty content with this work, because it's easy to test it. You can see it. It's external work, and you see in your eyes the care, the concern, the external actions, the organization, etc., etc. So, actually, here there are results, and you see it works. What else can we improve? Well, again, the improvement, as we've seen here, is first of all, there has to be cooperation between the Gabbai and the Shatz, and we should also add, because we didn't even once, we never heard a report in the end of the day, neither of the Shatz nor the Gabbai. There was a general report, general sentences about it, but the practical report about what we did, we never had it.
This is it exactly. First of all, you and I did, week after week, and we had an organized list. But what this discussion brings up for me is that even the Gabbai, if the 10 doesn't agree on its spiritual necessity, what is it? He has to take care of that. But if the 10 didn't agree on that, then what exactly will he be taking care of? So there's such matters that if as a 10, let's say, for example, the Zoom, there's no such thing as maybe I connect, maybe I don't. But we have to know. We didn't agree. We don't know exactly, let alone the lessons. We don't know everything. So if there's no agreement and a clear knowledge of the 10, then even the Gabbai is very hard to function. Also the Shatz. Gabbai is maybe easier because it has more actions, but in a perfect way, he won't be able to function without an agreement in the 10 on the goal.
I don't really know what to say, but the Gabbai, a lone Gabbai, cannot work. He has to harness all the friends. That's what I feel. It's not that he has to make all the preparations, all the summaries. We have to make sure things are done. That's one of the roles when you're the Gabbai. To collect that's Yossi said it. The Gabbai, he's a collector. He collects the exertion from each of us. Yeah.
I think that ultimately to be a Gabbai is, as Ronnie said, how to make every friend work, but to collect the effort from every friend. And to collect this effort means to obligate him, to challenge him, to give him actions that everyone can measure. And I really connect to what Hechtel said, that ultimately it's our attitude towards the Gabbai and towards the Shatz. It's not in the theater. In theater, how do you act as a king? King doesn't act the king. Rather, everyone around him treats him like a king, and that's what makes him a king. And it's the same thing here.
Yeah, totally. Also, it's important for us to have a day summary every evening as around the Gabbai and the Shatz. It doesn't matter how long, maybe 20 minutes, they should take the time and write the summary and send it to the spreadsheet. I felt when I, Gershon and I did it, it really contributed. It's very important because it gives you sensitivity for the next exercises for the Shatz and the Gabbai. These are critical things. And also as a Gabbai, you feel more and more the group from the inside. Meaning, you relate to the group in a very sensitive and gentle way, so that whatever exercise you give the group, on the one hand it will be purposeful and will push them, on the other hand it will be sensitive enough for the state of the tent that moment. It won't be too extreme, it won't be really be well measured, so that you can optimally advance the tent to the next degree.
Friends, we can feel how much this topic is important to us, how much the tents are really bubbling. Look around the world, Kli, how everyone is concentrated in that. We know that if we will do it seriously, we will hear, because we're not doing just actions. The actions are done by the surrounding light. And after these actions, with those deficiencies, with the lesson, we hear what we need to hear. This is what we call, we shall do this. We shall do this work during the day, in the tents, in the Zoom, our prayers, our intentions, and then we shall hear. We'll hear which direction we need to follow. How we need to be together. Then we'll go to the next stage.
Yeah, so we're in a few minutes we're going to have a council with all the friends in the world, Lee, and we'll integrate with all the tens. So we want to summarize things in the tens first. What new thing did I hear today about the role of the Shatz and the Gabbai? And so what new thing did I hear today, and how are we going to do it next? Give us examples. So the secretary should collect the words, and we're going to share it later. And we're going to want to hear the way you do it in your tent, the Zoom meetings, the treasures you have in your tent. So please share it with everyone. Again, the question? What new thing did I hear today about the role of the Shatz and the Gabbai? How are we going to do it from today on?
We are asking the groups around the whole world to put up the question mark. We want to hear you as well in the assembly. Very important for us what you've gone through, because this is our vessel. So let's go ahead.
How are we about? I didn't really hear new things. But regarding the way we implement it, I would add, in the weekend, all the friends in the tent should give a feedback to the work of the Gabbai and the Shatz. In the end of the work, in the end of the week, then you can improve for the next week.
Very clear, the sermon they had is that the Gabbai and the Shatz are a result of the tent. As you said, the attitude of the tent to the Gabbai and Shatz. Like the king that we mentioned. Not only that, but in general, it's with respect to the attitude the tent builds, or the attitude of the tent towards the lesson, towards shaping men, designing men. We have to understand our attitude towards the assignment of the Gabbai, what the Shatz demands. It's a system of relationship that we agree on, and we go for it. If we don't have that agreement, then our spirituality, our spiritual food, if we don't sit and agree on it, then our ego will always feel a window in. So we have to agree and understand as one, facing one ego, and then the Gabayashats will serve the ten the best possible way.
Out of this discussion, it seems to me that being a gabbai is a true craft. You have to be a craftsman or an artist to give the ten the tasks, but not to flood them so that people will feel it's overtaking them. Just to give them enough tasks so that they can do them. The shatz is the result. If the gabbai worked correctly, then there's a prayer. There's a plea. That's a matter of the heart. It's not actions.
I'm taking from here that we need a tighter connection between the shatz and gabbai and their activity. There has to be something common. It's also not going to be just individual work. Rather, we have to find the time to sit, to think. Just like maybe what Gershon Yuri did at the end of the day. Maybe think about what we're doing tomorrow. Maybe sit, spend time after the morning lesson, how to awaken the 10. What we do, and of course the 10 must feel itself, first of all, is obligated, committed, and examine itself. And it's possible that the Shas and Gabbai, at the end of the day, have to examine themselves and report, what did we do today? Who participated? In order to awaken also through a little prick, also through envy. Because if we have a goal and we want to reach it, we all have to agree that we're going there. And then each one his own inner struggles that he will surely have. But this will become the spirit of the ten.
Yeah, our whole work is with envy. Both to cause envy in the ten by the actions you're performing, and also to make the ten envy the shatz and the gabbai this week, because they're closer to the Creator. They're doing something so high and sublime. They're passing the prayers upwards. This work should be apparent so that everyone will want to be the shatz and the gabbai, and even more than the ones who are on duty right now.
Nothing to add.
So all that's left is to agree about the goal, what the goal is and what the path towards it is, and then everyone will have it, I don't know if easier, but more correct.
I just want to add one thing. It's nice to see how each one takes this role with his own nature, his own character. I don't think there's one specific way, correct way, that's more correct than others. For example, I saw a great difference between the week that I was gabbai and the week that Perry was gabbai. I have to say that, and I was like, you know, bombarded everyone with creative assignments, but specifically when Perry was there, I felt that 10 was working more together. It wasn't like this one head that said, let's do this and this and that, but afforded a lot of room for people to come in and make suggestions. I think there's no one correct or incorrect way. The correct thing is when we as a 10 agree, there's a gabbai, there's a shatz, we follow them. And specifically if it awakens objections and questions, it's part of the work.
Okay, friends, I have to say that we're sitting here, we see everyone here in the hall, we see the whole world clean, we're having such a tremendous impression. We really feel the importance that when every 10 takes this subject very seriously, we all feel that these roles are the basis of our spiritual life during the day, and I have great joy about this discussion as a result of the joy and the connection made here.
We want to have a discussion in the assembly with the friends from the World Kli, and the purpose of this assembly is to give each other impressions from this discussion, to impress one another with the roles that we had in the tent, to awaken envy in the other tents. Also share with everyone what are you going to do from this point on to renew it. So we'll start with a few tents, local ones, and then from World Click. So we'll start with Riga. Riga, go ahead.
Hello,
World Click. We'd like to say that today, in our tent, we have a great friend from the Moscow group with us, and the new thing we've heard, first of all, we all agree that the whole work is to reveal the Creator. What I heard, which is new, is that in the end of the day, when the Gabbai and the Shatz should give a short report about what they did during the day.
Moscow, please. Yes.
Friends from here, raise your hand if you want. We're going to do it intermittently. So go, Moscow.
We also had a very dynamic discussion about the role of Gabbai and Shatz. We are finishing the first round today. After each one of the friends was either a Gabbai or a Shatz in the tent, and we took down 14 questions that we wish to scrutinize with Rav and the World Kli. And we are overjoyed by doing this exercise in the tents, because each one of us has a certain unique picture about how things should take place. And in this workshop that we've been through, each one of us absorbed the spirit of the things, the ideas, how we need to realize these things so it will influence the entire tent the best possible way. And that's it.
Okay, friends here, who would like to start?
Lady.
Okay, can you hear me? So, we basically saw that everyone pretty much knows these two duties, but the new thing, and Moti said something and everyone was so impressed, so that everyone said, Moti, you have to say it out loud before everyone, so go.
Well, why did you put it on me? I just said it, that the Shatz has to be like public, like, sing it together. You ask everyone to sing the song, and the public messenger is asking the entire tent to pray the prayer. Not just he will pray, but all the friends, the whole tent will pray to the Creator, and the Shatz only has to aim. I hope I'm not making mistakes.
Friends from New York, please.
This is a great exercise. There are a lot of smiles on our faces in New York. We scrutinized the Gabbai and Shatz role. I think we agreed for the end of the day report is something that we want to start doing for all Gabbai and Shatzes. We took some time to think about the internal work of the Shatz, and we talked about things we can implement, and that's where it got fun within the 10. Some friends things, other friends wanted to. But it was just like a good mood, and everybody really felt the importance of the Gabbai and the Shatz. So thank you for this exercise.
אז
We're going to hear Haifa. Before that, we're going to hear tips, things that work in the 10, how they realize daily tasks, how do you meet on Zooms, things the 10s are doing in a special way. So please, Haifa.
Haifa. Shabbat Shalom, חברים יקרים, כלי עולמי ענק.
Shabbat Shalom, clear the world clear. With respect to the role of the shots and gabay.
מחזיר אותך לאחריות אדירה.
It brings you back to a huge responsibility for your society, for your ten. The importance. Very high level of importance. How much you'll be able to awaken them, how much you'll be able to hold them. Forgive me, I'm very excited to speak to you. Great friends. So, with respect to the role, this is the thing that is can be most important to the person who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah. Take a role. Because then he feels the importance, the responsibility that he has over his group, over his society, and to realize it as best as possible, as our Rav is saying, as our Rav is guiding us. And so L'chaim World Kli, L'chaim Le'Boruch.
Asia, please. Asia. Yes, we also had a pretty mature and responsible discussion. We didn't really have enough time to finish it, but I did want to ask if you can send all these materials of the shots and the gabay so that every 10 has it before its eyes. And during the week, in the WhatsApp meetings, in the Zoom meetings, we're gonna continue this conversation, this reawakening and the reorganization of the 10 by the gabay and the shots. Together with you and all the world. Thank you.
Friends, we see that we're not closing the topic. We have a very big deficiency. We just have to develop it. I was very impressed by what the friends said, what Rami Ron said, how in theater you crown the king. Not that he's the king, but that everyone accept him as king. Same thing for the shots, that he prays. Everybody's thinking of him. Like Moti said, someone sings, everybody thinks that he will sing the best way possible. So I can bring an example. Let Senka give everyone an example, an assignment to pray 3 times a day. It was very powerful. When the whole 10 prayed, it was felt. I received an impression from Eyal, who said that he's in his 10 this week when he was Gabay. He had a lineup for the whole week. Lineup of every Zoom meeting. How they do it. It wasn't spontaneous. It was this, that, and that. It was all planned. And I was also impressed that Owen doesn't give more than 10 minutes on the Zoom. So friends know that 10 minutes for them is to turn to the Creator. It's not just to philosophize. It's to turn to the Creator. And Senka says that we don't keep quiet. Either we speak or we hang up. Or we do a moment of silence where we all pray, and then we close. It's a very important work that is felt throughout the day. How you come to the lesson, what do you get from the lesson, what do we get, with what do we have to turn. So please, Orlando, what do you want to give us?
Can't hear you.
טוב, Vilnius, Kadima. Давай.
Vilnius, go.
Друзья, мы раскрыли тему вообще, нам показалась очень важна, поэтому действительно это наша жизнь.
This subject appears to be very important. This is our life. And we discovered a very strong desire to find new things and to go deeper into these two very important functions called Shatz and Gabay. And we discovered that we're really working with the light here and what efforts we had to add in order to put ourselves under it in the right way so we can be corrected and reach the goal. Thank you, everyone. We embrace you all. Chaim.
We'll hear Latin America in 10-5. Get ready. You're on fire.
Latin America.
Latin America.
אנחנו תכף נחזור אליכם, קשה קצת לשמוע.
So we'll get back to you. You say northeast.
Oh, אצלנו בעשירייה יש הרבה עבודה. אנחנו פה בהתלהבות להיות שץ וגבאי. אנחנו לומדים מכל שץ שעובר, כל שבוע.
Okay, we have a lot of work here. We're so enthusiastic about being שץ and גבאי. There's a lot of envy here of the שץ and the גבאי. We're developing new ways to make every day really alive in the ten, internally and externally, and it's amazing how each one is waiting for his turn to be the Shatz and the Gabay. The ways we do it is that every time Sunday morning here in the U.S. we have a two-hour meeting about dissemination, and in this meeting we're making the list of the Shatz and the Gabay. During the week we use the WhatsApp more, and it's amazing what the Shatz can do in the WhatsApp, and it makes you envious about it. A lot of enthusiasm here in this tent. We hope to reach the final correction, and then we're working hard on it. L'chaim.
Then number five. Then hey.
Yoni. Bobo. אנחנו גם היינו בהתפעלות מאוד גדולה.
We were also highly impressed. We feel the importance. And it's a mission. And don't think it's a role of one person. It's the responsibility of the whole ten. Each one has to feel that he is constantly a gabai, constantly a shatz, responsible for the others and for himself. And the ten will demand it from each and every one. I was the gabai this week. And the most important thing is what I heard from Rav's words that you read, is to have the report at the end of the day. Even if I didn't do anything, maybe I wanted to do something, maybe I forgot, doesn't matter. This thing has to be consistent. That, friends, I remember the role, I succeeded or I didn't, what I did, what I did not, but this is my responsibility now to report to you what is the status of the Gabay and the Shatz.
Okay, thank you. 10 number 5. Now, Peter, please, we want to hear you.
Доброе утро, дорогие товарищи. Очень.
Hello, dear friends. It's a very interesting scrutiny We had many different views, and thanks to the workshop, we were able to scrutinize the role of the Shatz and the Gabay, and it all started going into a logical structure. The Gabay is the one who is in charge of the schedule in the ten, and the Shatz, he's in charge of the content of the meetings between us. And thanks to these roles, the duties, it's easy to see where there's room to add exertion in each of the tens. What's the essence of the work and how we can make it more intensive and full. And I wanted to add that, hello everyone, and the work from now on to the end of our life started, and with God's help it will never end. It's too bad you can't really hear all the suggestions all the tens had, even though what we did hear was so beneficial. Maybe we should make some room, a place where we can present everything so that everyone can enjoy the brotherhood, the unity, and the joy, so that with our common intention we can give pleasure to the Creator. We want to be like Him. This joy should be the result of the work. The main thing is that each of us should be both a Shatz and a Gabay to feel Rav's word, everything that he described. That's why everyone has to make sure the ten is like a family, the Chaim.
Thank you, Peter. We received a few requests, and that's what's going to happen during the day. We're going to send all the material that was here during the society, during the discussion. We'll send it to the tens. We'll also send a survey that allows each ten to share also its questions, so we can organize lessons on the topic. And also all the impressions, everything that work in all the tens, we want to collect that as well. We'll find ways to share with the whole society. We understand this is the foundation for our work. There's nothing more important than this during the day, during your life.
And also, please send all your suggestions you had, just like Peter just said, that it's too bad we couldn't hear all the suggestions. So there we're going to have everything concentrated together. That will be the subject of our whole worldly, our whole group. How can we advance? That's action on our behalf. So thank you. Thank you very much, all of you friends. And let's sing a song.
Ve kidashta